Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's my honor to share with you a brief message from God's Word each morning this week. You know, among Christians, there are probably few subjects more hopeful and encouraging than a discussion of heaven. We love to sing about it, think about it, and long for it. But too often, as we wade through the maelstrom of life, we become consumed with the present and the more trivial concerns of this world. And so this week, we want to take a deep breath and refocus our gaze on what truly matters above all else, the glory of our eternal home. Today, we want to discuss the moment when heaven came down. We often sing the song, "Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross, the Savior made me whole." And when we sing those words, we often talk about the moment of our conversion, when we obeyed God, that heaven came down and filled my soul because of the sacrifice and redemption we have through Christ. But heaven came down in a more practical sense when Jesus left the glories and beauty of heaven to come to this earth, to live among us, and to die for us. In John chapter 1 and verse 1, the Apostle John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made." Jesus was in the beginning with God and enjoyed all the glory, all the wonders of that heavenly home. But in John 16 and verse 28, Jesus says, "I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father." So in a very real way, Jesus came from heaven into the world to save us. Heaven came down. And over in John chapter 17 and verse 5, Jesus says, "And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was." Jesus was in perfect paradise in heaven. He was the Son, is the Son of God, but He enjoyed the blessings of being in the presence of His Father. And yet, down in verse 24 of John 17, He says, "Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world." Before the foundation of the world, Jesus was in heaven. And because of His immense love for us, He left the wonders and beauties of heaven to come down and provide the only sacrifice to save us from our sins. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. The Hebrew writer says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone." He condescended. He left His amazing status and position at the right hand of the throne of God and came to this earth to taste death for everyone. What a great sacrifice that heaven came down to save us. And in Hebrews chapter 1, in verse 3 and 4, the Bible says, talking about Jesus, "who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as He has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they." Jesus came down, heaven came down, so that glory could fill our souls. And then He went back after making that sacrifice, after having redeemed us, and sat down at the right hand of God with majesty on high. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you'll join us each morning the rest of the week as we continue to discuss our heavenly home.